Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Seize the Night by Dean Koontz. This second Christopher Snow adventure is dedicated to Richard Aprahamian and to Richard Heller, who bring honor to the law and who so far have kept me out of jail. Friendship is precious, not only in the shade but in the sunshine of life. And thanks to a benevolent arrangement of things, the greater part of life is sunshine. Thomas Jefferson. First. My name is Christopher Snow. The following account is an installment in my personal journal. If you are reading it, I am probably dead. If I am not dead, then because of the reportage herein, I am now, or soon will be, one of the most famous people on the planet. If no one ever reads this, it will be because the world as we know it has ceased to exist, and human civilization is gone forever. I am no more vain than the average person, and instead of universal recognition, I prefer the peace of anonymity. Nevertheless, if the choice is between Armageddon and fame, I'd prefer to be famous. Part 1. The Lost Boys. 1. Elsewhere, night falls, but in Moonlight Bay it steals upon us with barely a whisper, like a gentle, dark sapphire surf licking a beach. At dawn, when the night retreats across the Pacific toward distant Asia, it is reluctant to go, leaving deep black pools and alleyways, under parked cars, in culverts, and beneath the leafy canopies of ancient oaks. According to Tibetan folklore, a secret sanctuary in the sacred Himalayas is the home of all wind, from which every breeze and raging storm throughout the world is born. If the night, too, has a special home, our town is no doubt.